The middle tabayu, Baruch Ato, Baruch Vadois, Per Marbis Hoidois, Roiv Vadois means you give us a lot that we should thank you for. And Okeel, Shel Kol Hoidois, Mashma. And Okeel Hoidois means for everything. O Metchilo Hoye Mashma, Roiv, Mamish, Voloi Merubais. At the beginning of the thought, the word Roiv means just most and not a lot. Ovo Kumai Kem Vishtabach, Kem Vela Godel Batishbachois, Kel Hoidois. Ben Pirav. So kids, even Roiv Hoidois doesn't just mean most. It just means a lot. You give us a lot to thank you. And then we say Kel Hoidois. We say both. Both together shows that we're not just saying most of the thanks, but rather Roiv Hoidois means a lot. And then Kel Hoidois, you have Kodesh Baruch Hu, there was a lot to thank you for. Omer Rabbi Avua, Godu Yoyim HaGeshomim. The day that we have rain is so great to us, Mitchias HaMesim. It's even greater than the day that there'll be a Tchias HaMesim. So usually the Farshim say, Godu means that how much we could see the Yad Hashem. Like really, if you're a farmer and you're waiting for the rain and it didn't come rain and you're afraid you're going to have no crop this year and all of a sudden it starts to rain, like you see clearly that's the Yad Hashem. You see clearly Hashem is the one that comes from the Shemayim. You see clearly that Hashem is the one that gives us the rain. That it comes down in the Shemayim. So the in it to see Hashem is greater in the fact rain comes down more than it'll be to see Hashem by the Tchias HaMesim. Yilu b'tchias ha-meisim le-tzadikim. Along the Bible, the tzadikim, it's just the Rishoyim won't have tchias ha-meisim. Abavilu gishomim bein le-tzadikim bein le-Rishoyim. Geshem comes down now, Hashem supports like the whole world. Even the Rishoyim also benefit from the Geshem. So we see the tremendous yad of Hashem when the Geshem, the rain, comes down. Moses, a plea to Rabbi Yosef. He argues on Rabbi Yosef. The Yomer Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef says, no, it's not greater, it's equal. It's equal rain. The rain coming down is equal to the Inyan that Hashem will make a Tchias HaMesim. Make the Mesim come alive again. It's Kavua B'Tchias HaMesim. Therefore, we say the Bracha, Masha Bracha, Marad HaGoshem, we say the Zikaron in the Bracha of Mechai HaMesim. In the second Bracha of Shimon Esrei, that's what we mention, Masha Bracha, Marad HaGoshem. We mention the Inyan of Geshem in this Bracha of Tchias HaMesim. Because it's Shkula, they're equal. It means equal means that you see the Yad Hashem equally through both of them. Omer Rav Yudah, Rav Yudah says, Godu Yoyim HaGeshomim Ki Yoyim Shenitno Batorah. It's great the day that we see the Geshem, the rain, we see the Yad Hashem, as great as the day that Hashem gave us the Torah. Just like we saw when Hashem gave us the Torah, everybody saw clearly it's coming down from Hashem Misinai. The same thing when Geshem comes down, rain also, we see it comes from Hashem. Shenem HaPosik says, Nazinu Yerav Kamoto Likhi. Like my lekach, my Torah should come down like rain. V'yein lekach el Torah, lekach always means Torah. So it's possible to say that Torah is doing it to rain. Shenem HaPosuk says, Ki lekach teiv nasati lochem, Torah seyal tazoidu. Because Baruch gave us a good, the lekach, good buying, the Torah is Hashem's good buying, good sale. So mail here also, Yarov kamot alikhi means my Torah is going to come down like rain. So you see, rain and Torah is the same gdula, it's the same greatness. Rav says no. Yoisem Yom Shinitno Batora. The Indian of Geshem, when Geshem comes down, that we see it comes from Hashem, we see the greatness of Hashem, is even greater than what happened B'Shas Nesinas HaTorah. Shenem and the Pesuk says, Yarov Kamot Alikhi. True, the Torah comes down like rain. Is me not love me? Who is totally and who? Have Yom Mekoto Nitla B'Godol. The smaller one is Doima, is a Moshe to the big one. Is that here, Yarov Kamot Alikhi? My lichi, my Torah is going to come down like rain. Mashma, rain is greater. So it says the Torah is like rain. So you always say the smaller one like the bigger one. So therefore, Yarov Kamota lichi means my Torah is going to come down like rain. Rain is the greater. Rova Romi, Rova Esther Fastira. Yeah, Rova Romi, Rova Esther Fastira. Siv, one pasuk says, Yarov Kamoto Likhi, that my Torah is going to come down like rain. Siv, another pasuk says, Tiza Katalim Rossi. No, my Imros also means the words of Hashem, the Torah, will come down like Tal, like dew. So will it come down like rain? Will it come down like dew? It's a stira. So, it works like this. Im Talmud Chochem Hoigenu, if the person that's learning Torah with the Talmud Chochem is Hoigen, means does mitzvahs, acts like a mensch, is Katal. It will be good for him like dew. The Imlav, if he's not a Hogan, he doesn't have good midas, he does bad things, even though he's learning Torah, is Arafuhu Kamotar. It will like kill him, like hard rain. Because it won't be good for you. Rashi ksiv tizak atal the mashma nachas. Mashma comes down nice and easy. And yarav kamoto likhi, yarav means come down very strong. So Rashi afeo kamotor hogu. A mamish like will kill him. And Tanya, yeah. And some run it out from Egla Rufa, Lashon here, we'll soon see, of Arfu, means Lashon of Egla Rufa. In other words, if you learn Torah, but you have bad midish, you're not nice, tell Mamol, the Torah could kill you. Tanya hoi Rebbe Noi Yoimer. Rebbe Noi used to say like this, Kol oisek ba Torah l'shmo. Whoever learns Torah l'shmo, Zerashi said, l'shmo, mishum kashet tivani Hashem ulakai. The reason why you're learning Torah is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you to learn Torah. That's called l'shmo. V'loi kidei likoros Rebbe. You're not learning stam to be called a Rebbe. That's called Shloi Lishmo. Lishmo, Rashi says clearly here, Lishmo means you're learning purely because that's what Hashem told me to do. That's it. This is what the Nefesh Chaim speaks about. The Chaim Elojna, he had a machlaik to him in the Chsidim. Chsidim all tiny Lishmo means you have to have big inyonim, hechru inyonim, and think about what's doing in Shemayim. Lishmo means big, big machshavos. And you say about the Chaim Elojna, Talmud from the Gra, not like that. Lishmo means b'ol mitzvah. Lishmo means you have to do it simply because that's what Hashem is telling us to do. That's called Lishmo. We're learning Torah because Hashem told us to learn. That's why we're learning Torah. That's what Rashi says here. Lishmo is not big hecher in yonim. Lishmo just means you're doing it because that's kashef tivani Hashem. I'm doing because Hashem told me to do it. That's called I'm learning Torah Lishmo. And shnol Lishmo means you're not doing because Hashem told you, but you want to be called a Rebbe. You want to be called a Rav. You want to be a Rabbi. That's no good. I mean, you learn Torah Lishmos, you could be a rabbi also. I mean, the only reason why you're learning is just because you want to be called a rabbi, that's no good. Is Kolaisib Torah Lishmo, is Torah Soy Nasus Lay Sam Chaim. Then the learning of the Torah will be a medicine of Chaim, will keep you alive, it will be good for you. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Eitz Chaim Mila Machazikimbo. Torah is called an Eitz Chaim, a tree of life. But Machazikimbo, here the Gemara is going on people that learn Torah Mamish. Other places, the Gemara dash from this pasuk of Poshid, the machzikim bo, that's the Yisachin Zvulin. The people that support people of learning Torah, the machzikim of Torah, the people that support Torah, for them will also be an Eitz Chaim. For Yoyma, the pasuk says, Refuah Stila Serecha, that the Torah will be like a refuah, a healing for your basar, for your flesh. In other words, Torah will heal you. For Yoyma, the pasuk also says, Ki Moitzo Motza Chaim, whoever finds Torah finds life. By learning Torah Lishmo the right way, it's only to make you live. A better life will give you Chaim. Now, Shenkein, the Choloisek for Torah Shlo Lishmo. If people learn Torah not because Hashem told them to, but for other purpose, this time they want to be called a Rebbe, is Nasis Loisam Hamovis. Then learning Torah will end up to kill you. It'll be like poison. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Yarov Kamotalikhi, that my Torah will come down sometimes very, very strong, like Yarov. V'yein Arif El Harigam. Arifa means lashon of chopping off your head of hariga. Shenema the pasuk says we arfu shom es egla es agola banachal. The name of egla rufa. If you find a mace, somebody was killed outside the city. You don't know who did it. So the people of the city have to bring an egla rufa. You take the egla and you chop off its head. That's called arfu. You chop off its head. So here also, if you learn Torah shleil lishmo, it's kamol could be a sam mavis with something to kill you. Omale Rabbi Yomil Rabzera. Lacey Mar listening. So Rabbi Yirmiyah told the Zera, please come and teach us something. Omalei said back, Cholashni boy, I have a heart condition right now. I feel very sick. I can't teach you anything. I can't learn right now. So he says, okay, good. You can't give a shir, a hard shir. Okay, not prepared. It's hard for you. Omalei Mar Milsa the Garato. Say all the story. Say something easy. Give us a drosha. A Garato. Omalei said like this. Something easy you could say. So Omalei, Hochi Yom Rabbi Yechanan. This is what Rabbi Yechanan told me, said. Ma'idich said, what did the Pasuk say? Ki Yodom Eitz HaSoda. A person is like a tree in the field. For the Gemara V'chi Yodom Eitz HaSoda, is a person a tree in the field? Ela Mishum Dechsev, because the Pasuk says, Ki Mimeno Seichel, you should eat from the tree. The Yoyseloi Sichwas, you should not cut down the tree. That's one Pasuk. Mashmuat, leave the tree growing that has fruits, and just eat the fruits, don't cut down the tree. Uchsev Notas, the Pasuk says, Oisoi sashkis v'koris. No, another pasuk says you should destroy the tree. Chop down the tree and destroy the tree. So it's a spirit in the psukim. So Rashi says before, Rashi says, v'chiyodim eitz asoda, is a person a tree? Elo, what the Gemara means to say is, makish odom leitz. The pasuk means to say, we make a moshe of a person to a tree. Hasoda. That ma, Rashi says, ma eitz asoda. It makes meichel hu, if the tree gives off fruits, if it's a fruit tree, you have to eat the fruits. There's a lot of hatera about Tashkis, and now I want to cut down a tree. If you have a tree on top of your sukkah and it has fruits there, it's a shalom if you're allowed to cut down the leaves. One answer that they say is supposed to tell a guy to do it for you. You shouldn't do it. If you have an apple tree or an orange tree, I have in my backyard, you have an avocado tree. If it's growing over your sukkah, so it's a shalom if you're allowed to cut down a big branch of it. You'd be mashkis the tree, but for if it has fruits on it right now. A couple of their fruits there, though, there's a live, you're not allowed to cut down the tree. Is kach tamid chachamim? If he's learning Torah, he's a nice person doing lishma. Is toichal means leave what he meant to learn from him. He like eat his fruits. V'yim lav if he's not a person that has good midas, if he does things bad, is oisai sashkes means sur meyolav. Go away from him. That's why then what the Gemara says. So good to see when the Pesukim one pasuk says and eats a tree that has fruits, eat from it. Another pasuk says no, you let it chop it down. Okay, said how does it come out like this? The pasuk needs to say that. The person is going to a tree. There are two types of trees. Im tamachachem hoginhu. If the tamachachem is a person that learns Torah and he has good meetings, he does good things, is mimenu teichal. V'yoysel esichrois. Eat from his fruits, learn from him, and don't go away from him. V'im lav. If he's not a person that's talking, he doesn't have good meetings, he doesn't do nice things. Oysa sashkes v'koras. Stay away from him. Don't learn from him. Omer Rabbi Choma. Omer Rabbi Chanina. What does the pasuk say? Barzel b'barzel yachad. That two ayins come together. What does it mean? The ayin and ayin come together. Is loymaluch comes to teach us. Mar barzel zeh. Just like metal ayin, echad mechadet eschaberu. If you want to sharpen a knife, you take one metal and rub it against another metal, and you sharpen the two metals. That's the way you can sharpen. Rub metal against metal, and you'll sharpen it. Is av shnei tamid chachamim. The same thing when you have two tamid chachamim. When they're learning together, is mechadadin zeh zebalocha. They sharpen one another's mind. He asks the question, he answers, he asks back. That's the way you sharpen one another's mind. You learn two people together. Doma rabba barbachona. Loma nimshlo divrei Torah keish. Why is the Torah doma to fire? Shenema, the Pesuk says, haloikoi devorai keish num Hashem. My words, my Torah is like fire. Loima comes to teach us. Ma eish, just like fire. And a doylek yichidi doesn't light by itself. Is af divrei Torah meskayama biyichidi. Because you only have one small fire, you'll go out right away. The fire doesn't stay too long. So as you eat sechot, ena delekes, ela beza gimel biyachad. Because you make a big fire, you can't just have one small piece. It won't light, it won't stay long. If you want to make a nice fire, you have to have two or three pieces together. The same thing, when you want the Torah to stay, you have to learn two or three people together. Is ein divrei af divrei Torah ein meskayama biyachid. It doesn't stay a person learning by himself. And behind the Yom Rabbi Yosi Ben Chanina, my dechsev. What does the pasuk say? Cherev al abadim. It's like a sword over abadim. The people stay alone, stay by themselves. Ve'noyalu, and they'll become foolish. That means cherev. It's like a sword al seneim shaltemir chachamim on the people like that hate the Talmud Chachamim. Shoyskin bad bedbad b'tera. They don't like to learn together in yeshiva or Talmud Chachamim. They want to learn by themselves. That's no good. That's called cherev al abadim. For loyoy, not only this, ela shematavshim, they become foolish. Shenema v'noyalu, says here, noyalu means they become foolish. For loyoy, not only do they become foolish, in other words, learning by themselves, they make mistakes, and they come to learn the wrong pshat, and v'loyoy, ela shachaitim, they come to do averis. So Mepharshim said that as man is there, it depends on what stage you are. That avadi, after you learn in yeshiva, people learn by themselves. I mean, people learn home by themselves. The same as man is there, since we have already svarim, we have achreinim, we have rishonim, it's not really cruel learning yourself. You can't go too much off the track. Like you're learning, you see what Rashi says, what Tosfos says, Mashor says, what achreinim, they help you along. See, if you're learning yourself, you don't have this klal of the Gemara. Here the Gemara means you have practically no help. You're learning pure the Gemara by itself, just from the Gemara, and you think you know the pshat, that's no good. But as man is there, that we have a lot of svarim helping us, so it depends. Like if you don't know how to learn it all yet, so you can't learn the svarim either. Then you come to learn wrong pshat, that's no good. But if you're not learned a little bit already, and then you understand the svarim, if you learn with svarim, it's not so bad. Here's good learning without svarim, mamish by yourself, you'll come to be foolish and learn wrong pshat, and come to do chatoim. Ksiv hoch, here the pasuk says, v'noalu. Or ksiv hoch, another pasuk says, asher noalu no v'asher chotonu. You see, from foolishness means, you come to do averis. You come to learn wrong pshat, you won't know the real mitzvahs, and you'll become to do averis. That's called asher noalu no v'asher chotonu. Viboy Yisrael, another pasuk is Mehocha. Noyalu sorei tsoyin, vihisu es Mitzrayim. No, they became foolish and they made Mitzrayim do mistakes. They turned them off the wrong track. Omer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, Lo Monim Shlo Divrei Torah Ketz. Why is Torah Doma to wood? Shenemar the Pasuk says, Eitz Chayim Ilo Machazikim Bo. Torah is the tree of life. To the people that are Machzik. You know, the famous Moshul they say, Machazikim Bo, it's a Moshul of somebody's, the Chayim Vodoshin's Moshul, and somebody's drowning in the ocean, and somebody throws you a stick, and you grab onto the stick, that keeps you above. That's Doma. In this world, everybody's drowning. If you grab onto the Torah, that's a Chayim Ilo Machazikim Bo. It keeps you alive. It pushes you rest. You grab onto the Torah, you learn Torah, that's what holds you up in this world, keeps you alive. So it says Torah is Doma to wood. Lemla to teach us. Ma eight, just like wood. Kotan madlik itagodum. From a small match, you could light a big wood. Izav talm talmid chachomim. Ketanim mechadidin etagdolim. The young talmidim make the Rebbe smart. Fahainu diyom Rebbe Chanina. This is what Rebbe Chanina said. Har belamadatim rabbeisa. You know, I learned a lot from my Rebbe. When I was in yeshiva, I learned a lot from my Rebbe. Aber mechaver, when I went to Beis Medrash already, yoisim rabbeisa. When I started learning mechavusa with their partner, I learned more than what I learned from my Rebbe. And then I got even greater, when I came to be a Rebbe and I learned with my Talmidim, for my Talmidim I learned more than everybody else. In other words, then your Talmidim, they ask you questions, and you have to think to make sure you give a good answer, you can't fool them so much, that's Mechadidim. So the young ones make the big ones, there's a big one sharp. We have the Chanina about Papa Rami, yes, of a Stirot. See if one pasuk says, Likras Tzomei Soiv Mayim. That the person that's thirsty should go to water. Likras sama, a person to, in front of a person that's thirsty, he serves mayim, water will come to him. Well, another pasuk says, Hoy kot sama luchula mayim. If you're thirsty, go to water. So one pasuk mashma, if you're thirsty, the water will come to you. And then the pasuk says, no, you should go to the water. It means like this, in Talmud hogemu likras sami so mayim. If the person is a Talmud chacham, then you should go to learn from him. If he's not a Talmud Chochem, he'll be called some of the Chula Mayim. If he's not a Talmud Chochem, like then, you have to go, it won't come to you. The Rashi like this. Hey, Im Talmud Chochem, Shereitzel Lilmoid Mimoch, if you have a Talmud that wants to learn from you, Mitzvah L'Rav Leilach Etzleb Mkoyim, it's your son. The Rebbe has the Chiyah to go to the Talmud's place to learn with the Talmud. If you have a Talmud that really wants to learn, the Rebbe should go to him. If the Talmud is not so enthused about it, it's a Sant Rashi learns. Then the Talmud has to go to the Rav. The Rav, the Rebbe does not go after the Talmud. But if the Talmud is a very sincere Talmud that wants to learn, then it's in you for the Rebbe and more to go to the Talmud. Rebbe Chanina Bar Choma Rami, he has to speak like this. Ksiv yefoitzu minasech chutza. Your minus, your will should spread out outside. Ksiv, another pasuk says, yiyu l'chol avad chaloni be for you, it won't spread out. He's like this in Talmud Hogim Hu, if it's a good Talmud Chochem, has good midas, you fight him and a sech chutza. People will learn from him, and he should go out and teach to other people. V'yim lav, you l'chol avadcha. Trash v'yim lav, v'yim lezare mitcha. Nobody else should be with you. Yom Rebbe Chanina Baridi, Loma nimshlo divrei Torah l'mayim. Why is Torah doma to water? The Yechsiv the Pasuk says, Hoy kol tzom l'chol l'mayim. Whoever is thirsty, come to water. And it means whoever is thirsty means you should go learn Torah. So why is Torah moshel to water? Loimla, come to teach us. Ma mayim, just like water. Manichim makim gevoyim v'hochel makim mamuch. It leaves the high mountains and comes down to the valley of the water. Is av divrei Torah. E miskayomim elebemisha daita shvela. Torah only stays with the person that's a big honor of a humble person that makes his das humble. V'yama Rabbi Yoshia. Loma nimshlo divrei Torah l'shloi shemashkin. Torah mom psukim is doing with the three different types of liquids. Halalu b'mayim u'v'yayin b'cholav. Same as sometimes to water, to milk, and to wine. Here, see the pasuk says, "Hoy kotzom luchul mayim." One pasuk. Whoever's thirsty, if you want to learn Torah, go to the water. See another pasuk says, "Luchu shivru b'yichlu v'luchu shivru v'loikesav lemechir yayin b'cholav." And this pasuk also tells him, if you want to go buy things, buy like wine and milk. We're talking about learning Torah. Go learn the Torah to daima to milk and wine. So why is Torah doma to these three? Lema, come to teach us. Ma shloisha mashkin alolu. Just like these three type of liquids, ein miskayomim el lepochas shebekelim. You know what type of a kli is good to store wine in? In a wooden barrel. In the posh of the kelim. If you have a silver barrel, it's no good for the milk. It's no good for the wine, it's no good for the water. Only in the pochas, in the cheapest kelim, in the wooden kelim, that's what's good to store it in. It's the same thing as Divrei Torah, Miskayom, Elamisha, Daita, Shvelom. Divrei Torah is only the kind people that keep themselves humble. Kidi Amrilei, Brate, the Kaiser, like the daughters of the king, told the Rebbe Yeshua ben Chanina. the brata, the daughter of the case of the king, said to Bishur Bechlina, Ichochma Mufurara Vekli Mechur. Vayzeh, Bishur Bechlina was very ugly. He didn't look nice, didn't have a nice appearance. So when the daughter saw him, the daughter of the king said to him, if you're such a big Talmud Chochem, how come you're so ugly? He said, Ichochma Mufurara, if you're so smart, Vekli Mechur, you're so ugly. How could it be? How could Hashem make it like that? How could you be so ugly? Is Omalah, so he saw Bechlina, Yeshua said back to Avicha, your big father, the king, Romi Charma B'mani the Pachra. Does he put his wine in the cheap barrels, in the wooden barrels? Omrelei Ela B'mai. So like you were saying back, look, your father also used cheap, ugly things. Your father keeps the wine in wooden kalim. So she said to him, Omrelei Ela B'mai, near me. What else? Where else should we put the wine? Omrelei, so Yeshua said to her, Also Nachshavu, so you're the big king's people here. Romi B'mani to the hub of the Kasbah. Why don't you store your wine in big golden barrels, in silver barrels that look nice? Is Oslo, so she listened, hey, you talk right? Oslo, so she went, she told her father, Ram Yelacham Rabbimani, the Haba, let's go put the wine in the golden barrels, the Casper and silver barrels. So she, right, so the father listened. They talk of, and right away, the wine got spoiled. Not a day or two, it was no more wine, it was vinegar. Is also Vyomule. So they told the king what happened here. Is Omalel Abratis, so the king called the daughter and said to the daughter, Man Omalechuhachi, who told you this advice? Who gave you such advice? I should put all my wine in the golden kalim and she gets spoiled. Is Omalel Yeshua, Ben Chanin, she said, this rough here, Yeshua Ben Chanin, he told me to say so. Is Kirua, call him to me. Is Omalel, so they called him to the king. Amaya Matala, so the king asked Yeshua Ben Chanin, why did you tell my daughter to do such a stupid thing for him? To put the wine in golden kalim. So, Omalel, Hochi Om. Amai Omar Talahochi, Omalek, Yehecha, the Omerli, Omerla. The same way she said to me, I said back to her. She said, I'm very ugly. So I told her, you know, you also use ugly things. You use things in Kalim. If you don't like ugly things, so you should use the golden things also. So Kitsi answered him back good, that sometimes you see that even though it's an ugly thing, it's Miskayim, it keeps it good. So Amol, even if it's ugly, though, it has nothing to do with the Torah. It's like Daimut Yayin. That's the Moshel of Torah, is Daimut Yayin, Mayin, and Cholot. You don't have to be so beautiful on the outside. You have to be mishtam. You have to be inside. You have to be hugging. Inside, you have to have a bal midas. You have to be a talmid chacham. For the Gemara, I have uikra shapira the gemiri. According to Yeshua, mashma now that it's an inyan to be ugly. If you're ugly, you'd be a big talmid chacham. But if you look nice, it's not a good school to be a talmid chacham. The Gemara asks, I sometimes do a talmid chacham that look very nice. That Yechonin says, Mamrish, there are 10 people there. Shufro, me'en Yerushalayim. When Yechonin died, his people, Mamrish, were very, very beautiful. So you see, you have Talmidei Chachamim, they're very, very nice. Ha'ikva, Shapiro, there are nice people, the Gemiri, that learned well also. So he answered back like this. He have a Sani, they have a Gemiri. If those people would have been ugly,